Okay, it's time for the best part of the show. Loosely defined as science here.
Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Georgie and Cass with your 10 a.m. deadlines.
In local news, the water supply has been restored to hundreds of homes in Brisbane eastern suburbs after two burst mains disrupted supply on Monday. Urban utilities estimated around 900 properties experienced low pressure or no water while repairs were underway to the water pipes at Wynnum Road, Tingalpa and Abbotsley Street in Holland Park. Investigations into the cause of the bursts and whether they are related are ongoing. Urban Utilities said the current industrial action by members of the services union did not impact repairs. A spokesperson from Urban Utilities also said the burst pipe could have been caused by heavy rainfall or temperature changes.
A plan to fix beaches still damaged by Cyclone Alfred has been finalised, with millions of dollars allocated to the project. Multiple beaches were severely eroded during the natural disaster in early 2025, with several of the worst impacted areas on the Gold Coast. A joint statement put out by Queensland's Environment and Tourism Minister Andrew Powell and his federal counterpart confirmed restoration work would be carried out from Bundaberg to the Gold Coast across 20 projects. The council is eligible for funding at Brisbane, Bundaberg, Fraser Coast, Gold Coast, Gympie, Livingstone, Moreton Bay and Sunshine Coast. The Queensland Reconstruction Authority also backed the move, saying it will help restore the habitats of multiple native species.
In national news, South Australian wine grape farms are calling for assistance in rezoning their land following years of loss in the sector. Australia's wine industry continues to suffer due to oversupply and a lack of government aid, causing many farmers to rethink their livelihoods. Aiming to transform the land into housing developments, farmers will uproot their crops to help catch up with the ongoing rise in demand for affordable housing. Council members in the region welcome the scheme as a bittersweet trade-off from one historical industry to the escalating need for residential areas.
Studies are showing that young Australians are opting out of living in big cities, instead following older counterparts' footsteps and relocating to a regional lifestyle. However, it is not without its challenges. Property prices in regional centres have started to increase faster than those in the cities, while there are the benefits of affordability, lowered commute and community-minded lifestyle. Gen Z regional converters have described the change as a no-brainer with recent housing affordability struggles, while others cite the isolation and difficulty in connecting with distant communities.
In international news, last week saw massive street protests and clashes with police erupt across cities in Argentina following President Javier Milei's attempt to roll back labour protections and employment benefits. These attacks on workers' rights come at a time when thousands of Argentinians find themselves forced to take out loans to afford basic necessities and food. The proposed extension of the workday to 12 hours with no overtime and the outlawing of strikes has spurred the General Confederation of Labour, or CGT, Argentina's largest umbrella union, vote in favour of a nationwide strike in protest. An estimated 700,000 people marched in Buenos Aires alone last Wednesday, with over 1.5 million protesters nationwide. Police deployed tear gas, rubber bullets, and water cannons, with some protesters returning the favour with Molotov cocktails and chunks of pavement tile.
For your weather, I hardly know her. Today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum 31. There is no fire danger today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.